Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. I'm here every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. For each of my episodes, every time you listen to my podcast, you need to get ready with pen and a paper because you will get tons of information tonight and in every episode. So get ready. If you have any questions, save them and I'll let you know where to ask them. Hopefully your questions are going to be answered in this episode, and if not, you can message me on Facebook, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah.
Hello, this is Sarah Yusupov. Stop by my show, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, Wednesdays, 10 p.m. Eastern, where I will discuss about your dream job, career coaching, answering your questions regarding careers, exclusively on TuneIn Satellite and the Armed Radio Global Networks.
Today episode is going to be about the continuation of like how you can think like a CEO. So as a CEO, you are branding yourself as a CEO in you to get to where you want to be. So do you feel squirmish when people start talking about personal branding? Maybe you think it means pretending to be something that you're not. If that's your view of branding, get over it. There's the real you, the essential person that you are, and related, but not exactly the same, there's a professional. Your professional persona should be deeply rooted in true values, but the person you are on the job is just a piece of your whole package. Also, in your professional life, whether or not you know it, there is your personal brand. Your brand might be quite different from the essential you, and even the on-the-job you. Even if you don't want it to or like it, you do have a brand. It's already out there. Alive and influential. It's influencing the way people react to you. So, your brand distinguishes you from everybody else. Originally, the word brand simply meant a name or symbol indicating the owner or producer of a product. For example, ranchers used hot irons to brand cattle so they could spot their own steers among the free roaming herds. And back when soap was usually just called soap, Pear soap was named after the barber who invented a new kind of gentle cleaning bar. Today, the term brand isn't the same as a brand name. It's a branding effort. Marketers try to distinguish a product, highlighting how it differs from its competitors. But the modern concept of brand is even broader than that, because it encompasses not just the qualities of products, but also how customers feel about those products. When we refer to a brand, we're getting at something that reaches way beyond the actual product to indicate a full range of customer reactions. For example, the Coca-Cola brand reflects not just soft drink attributes and whether people like the taste, but also the emotional reactions customers might have to the happy message in Coke commercials. Your personal brand isn't the same as the real you, because it's defined partly by what people think about you. It's based on their assessment of your expertise, your work, and your character. Your brand is powerful enough to open or close career doors. But it might be quite different from either who you are or the high achiever you try to be when you are on the job. In other words, even if you are a good person and you work hard, there is no guarantee that your brand reflects your best qualities and will bring you the career success you deserve. This is a lesson that Sally had to learn. Now, it's a name that I disguise, so I call that person Sally. She's a smart, tech-savvy, and collaborative project manager, but she'd been turned down for promotions. Beth, her manager, asked me to help Sally understand why she wasn't being taken seriously. With Sally's permission, I spoke with some of her colleagues. Several described her as a flake. Part of Sally's reputation was based on her appearance. She lost fantasy events and science fiction conventions, and sometimes she allowed weird fictional characters to influence her fashion style at work. Even worse, she bored colleagues by talking endlessly about the weekends she spent at shows related to her interests. People liked Sally and found her amusing, but they thought her hobbies were silly. Sally's eccentric personal tastes had become such a big part of her brand that coworkers overlooked her strengths. As we talked, Sally concluded that she didn't have to give up the things she loved to do in her free time, but she didn't want her passion for them to hold her back at work. So she launched a three-pronged plan to rebuild her brand within the company. So the first one was manage appearances. Sally aimed for more mainstream personal style so that her coworkers' reaction to her clothes and grooming wouldn't blind them to her competence. She began dressing more like her boss, and she tucked her long hair into a neat French braid. She also stopped trying to interest work friends in her weekend activities. Number two, she built expertise and let it shine. Understanding that it's not good enough to appear more like everybody else, Sally wrote a brand statement that described ways she wanted to be seen as unique. In particular, she hoped to be recognized for her technical abilities. She set the goals of becoming expert in a hot new technology and having her expertise recognized. She took an online course, kept studying and experimenting on her own, and published an article in an industry journal. As she learned more, Sally prepared a how-to guide for her colleagues, and with her characteristics enthusiasm, she said yes when they needed help. And number three, she showed up like a leader. Sally took a course that required her to start a leadership journal. As she wrote about the leaders she admired, she became more conscious of how she wanted to appear. She wrote a list of the leadership characteristics she most admired, looked at it frequently, and thought about it as she planned her participation in routine meetings. Visualizing the kind of leader she wanted to be helped her become more confident about her contributions and decisions. Rather quickly, Sally changed her brand. Beth said other managers were talking about how Sally had finally grown up. With her new well-chosen expertise, Sally became known as an innovative thinker. Soon she was assigned to a key project. So now I want you to try these strategies to manage your brand. To gain control of your brand, start with an honest assessment of how you come across. If you are creating impressions that don't serve you well, then it's your job to change them. If you are ready to do some rebranding, start here. Number one, research your current brand. When marketers want to enhance a product brand, they may start with customer surveys. If you want a better sense of your brand, gather feedback from others, from other people. On the job, this might take a form of 360 review, in which your bosses, direct reports, and other colleagues are quizzed by a third party about your performance. A simpler approach is to ask colleagues how you might be even more helpful. Number two, look in the mirror. As Sally found, people are more likely to regard you as a successful if you fit in with the crowd and look professional. Even in dress casual offices, your aura of success is impacted by your personal style. People are influenced not only by how you put your look together, but also by the way you speak and carry yourself. If you feel that it's time for a makeover, find inspiration by looking around for people who appear energetic, polished, positive, and powerful. Number three, promote your work. It's not enough to build expertise and do good work. You need to share news about what you've been doing and learning. You could give speeches, write articles, or send out progress reports. Or you can show what you know in more subtle ways, such as offering your services to someone who needs your help. And number four, shape your online presence. The way you show up in an online search has become vital to your broader professional brand. When you meet someone for the first time, the person may have already Googled your name. You can't get around this by doing nothing. Your name is out there somewhere. An easy starting point for your online strategy is to create your profile on LinkedIn.com. If you can't bear to share, you don't have to complete the entire form. You can project your brand to the world simply by typing in a few sentences in the summary section of LinkedIn's profile template. Building your brand is the antithesis of being fake or manipulative. It's about becoming better attuned to how your work impacts other people, more aware of relationships, and more adept at understanding and displaying your inner self. If you like this episode, please follow and share it with others. Join my group on Facebook called Let's Talk Careers Inner Circle. If you would like to be featured on my show, let me know in the group. And I have an event coming up, Career Readiness Workshop. It's on August 20 at 7:30 p.m. You will learn about job strategies, interview skills, and this will be your opportunity to network with others. More details on bit.ly/Career Readiness Workshop.
Hey, did you know you could get paid to travel the world and teach English? I'm Tamara with Let's TEFL, and I'm here to introduce you to the world of teaching English overseas. Native English speakers are in high demand all over the world. Think Thailand, China, Italy, Spain, and schools will pay around $2,000 to $3,000 per month for qualified teachers. It's a great way to see the world and get paid at the same time. With our online course, you can become a certified English language teacher and work all over the world. You don't need any previous teaching experience. You can study at your own pace and gain your qualification within a few weeks. We'll provide extra training to help you pass job interviews. And we'll even help you find an exciting job overseas. So what are you waiting for? Click the link below and get started today.
Tune in to Let's Talk Careers with Sarah here on Armed Radio Global every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Stuck on your careers? Hate your boss but don't know how to move on? Don't know how to ask for a salary raise? Then you need to listen to my show, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, every Wednesday night here on Armed Radio Global.